Yo, what's an abstract square?
We're three aspiring entrepreneurs with a business acumen driven by culture.
We stimulate thought, disrupt systemic thinking, and shift you out of the box and into a gym. It's B.
I'm Chad.
And I'm Thomas. We're champions of authenticity and live for creative freedom. We're playing the same game, but we're in our own jerseys. It's the Abstract Square Podcast.
Yo, let's be great.
What up?
Already great. What up? We here.
Well, I'm getting there. I'm a work in progress, bull. Happy March, fellas.
Yo, happy March, man. It's Women's History Month.
Women's History Month. It is. Since 1988. We've been doing it.
So there's International
right
Women's
Day. Right after they got
Day.
The right to vote, because you know women really couldn't vote like that for a couple years.
Shout out Susan, my girl Susan B.
Shout out to suffrage.
Shout out who?
Shout out to suffrage.
Shout out Sally Mae.
That's a woman, right?
Yeah.
And that all y'all hate, that's fucked up. You're gonna call her out. You're gonna shout out any woman, you're gonna shout out Sally Mae.
Shit. But we hating on Sally Mae.
Shout out Scotty. Nah. We ain't gonna talk about it. We're gonna shout out Scotty, yo.
Shout out Scotty.
Who's that?
That's some homegirl.
Yo.
That's homegirl.
Stop it.
Nah, let me stop.
Radio personality. What television happened? Personality.
What happened, Star?
Real quick, I don't wanna get into it too much, but what's her name? Yes, Moissanite was telling her, was talking bad about her, and what's the other woman, Karen Civil, and all these progressive women, and you know, shout out to not Yes, Moissanite, because she ain't shit. Shout out to the rest of y'all, because y'all are the shit.
Word.
Stupid bitch. My Let bad. Happy March. My bad.
Let him know.
Happy March. I don't be liking people like taking advantage of their platform and just to dump on. Nah, with that.
Not to use the culture at all.
She got disrespectful.
Nah, man. Very. Listen, if I wasn't live on this podcast, I'd tell you all type of shit that I feel like we need to do to her. Fucking play with me like that. All
right, yo. So really quick, can we just give like a overview of the story, just so everyone understands and we can move the fuck on?
I bitch need an underview, my nigga.
Just like a quick one.
Nah, son, you do it.
I don't know the story. I'm trying to understand it with y'all.
You gotta be, cause I don't.
Just a quick one, B, please, cause I'm fucking lost. The listeners are lost. Just a real hurry up, go.
Shout out to Yes Moissanite.
Yeah, Yes Moissanite called out those two women, Karen Civil, Scotty Beam, for hating on them when she's trying to do well or do right in the industry, and that was it. Really, and she's been a long-term kind of groupie, I would say. Someone who's just been in the industry doing things.
Okay.
But that's really what it was.
Oh, okay, that's it? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds pretty fucked up. All right. I mean, this shit happens every day, B.
Or facts. Speaking of, like, you know, bust down Tatiana, because essentially that's who I'm calling homegirl. I'm shitting her. I ain't gonna let you.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what's going on in these streets, B?
I mean,
streets looking nasty or regular shit that it used to be with people doing crazy shit?
The streets is the streets. For me, it's
this is nasty. Trash. I'm on her Instagram right now. She dead ass got her nipples in the middle of the gram in Paris. I'm never going to Paris if people do stupid shit like this. This bitch is dumb. Sorry. Happy March, yo.
It's trash. I really like what y'all was talking about. We had a little conversation that we were starting about, you know, how it's okay to date white women, right? It's okay or not okay to date white women, but it's okay to date white men, you know? It's all right for them to date those men who they deem, you know, acceptable, but for us, we get hated on. Is that where you were going, you know, earlier when we had our conversation?
Yeah. I just thought that was interesting that we put so much emphasis on black men dating white women, but when it comes to black women dating white men, it's cool. It's cool with me. I mean, it's cool either way, quite honestly. I don't really care.
All of this shit is cool. Humans are humans. I'm maintaining that statement. I just think that.
Is it really?
Nah, I'm maintaining that. We are who we are. If you disrespect me, it's not the same. Like, we're not human anymore. Now you're just a disrespectful piece of shit.
Yeah.
But until then, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Right. B, would you date a white woman?
No.
I knew the answer, but I was curious if you had shit.
And let's be very clear. Like, I went to school in the suburbs. My first girlfriend was white.
Really?
Right?
No, I don't think that's fair. But I think you would. I think it would just be a very difficult, like, to meet her would be very difficult.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think I wouldn't.
Why not, though?
I think there's a deeper level of understanding. When you get down to where I am in age, like, I need someone that I connect with. I can connect with culturally. You know,
right?
Deeper than
part
just
of your needs or
music and art or whatever it is. You know, like there's a struggle that I think we go through. There's an understanding, like we breathe, right? I guess discrimination, like it's so a part of our day.
Someone culturally relevant, like yes, Moissanite.
nah, that's not gonna happen.
Nah, but why? What makes you think she would not be able to understand? That's an assumption.
I mean, I know what y'all trying to do, but it's not gonna work that way.
Nah, but how would you feel if a black woman did that to you, and that was the reason she dated white men?
And to be fair, I want to ask you the same question, Chad. I don't want to just single out.
Nah, it's okay if y'all think. I understand what you're trying to get at, but like, you're not gonna tell me that another white woman has been through the things that a black man and a black woman have gone through in this country. I don't give a fuck. Where you're going with that. You know, like you're not gonna try, you know?
I thought I was the aggressive one.
I'm just saying. Like I'm gonna like we're gonna dead it right there, you know? Like that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like don't ask again because for real, like I feel very strongly about it. And it's grown over the years. Like don't get me wrong, it takes a while for you to understand it and also to go through the shit, you know?
Right.
When you go through the shit, when you get pulled over, when you get looked at crazy, when people treat you differently in this world, when you know you have an education, when you know you've been brought up well, you have good friends in a good circle, and they don't give a fuck, you know? Like, I need someone, some woman that can understand that. Like, that's the realest shit for me, and I don't think someone else that has been through that or hasn't been through that can. You know?
For me, it's a community building exercise, right?
Like, yeah.
If I'm going to continue to build up our community, I need to build it with someone that, you know, has a similar kind of, like, just think about the Jewish community, right? Like, it's a very similar kind of standpoint. Like,
yeah, but, I mean, hey, I could be proven wrong, right?
Okay.
Facts.
I could be.
I would love to see you proven wrong.
I wouldn't.
I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't want to see that.
Why?
Because I was just asking that question of Brian just because I wanted to hear his answer, but, like, I'm a firm believer in building a community, like I said, making a political stance.
Love is love, right? We know this. Love is love. And I'm not hating on anything interracial, right? Like, what works for people work, you know? Like, and but I'm talking about me and what I've experienced in this lifetime on, you know, in here in America. Like, it's not for me.
Okay, so let me ask you.
Not to mention, like, that union's, like, not all about love. Like,
okay, let me ask you this question. What is the difference between a black woman who grew up in a white neighborhood who acts white?
There's no such thing as acting white. Because I would hate for a person to tell me that I act white. I don't want to disrespect any woman like that.
So, but you get where I'm going.
Yeah, but I want you to clean that up. It's kind of foul. Like,
no, it's not kind of foul.
People tell me I sound white all the time. And I'm like,
no, but it's the real thing. Like, there are black women who have no connection to the black community at all.
Okay.
So, like, what is the difference?
Still nigga. I don't care.
Yeah, but she has not gone through any of the struggle that you're talking about. What is the difference?
Because when she walks into a place and doesn't open her mouth and she stands next to a white woman, she's already labeled differently. I don't care where you grew up. I don't care what you do. Nah. I don't care what you say.
But B, if you walk in the house and you throw up your arms and cry like homeboy did in Boys in the Hood because you got pulled over and you swinging in the air, she's not going to have a fucking clue what you just went through.
But to Chad's point, we've spoken about some of our friends that are oblivious to some of the things that we see as like overt racism. If it's that person, like they, it's a little different.
Let's call her Sally. Let's call her Sally, yeah. Right? Let's talk about Sally, who, you know, maybe had the opportunity to go to a great neighborhood. Her parents did well, and she's a one of the only black women, you know, in this
yeah.
world.
Yeah,
I still have sympathy for that because at the end of the day, like, no matter how she acts or who she is,
that's her struggle.
She doesn't even know. She doesn't even know what she's dealing with. You're saying, like,
she doesn't, right? There's deeper levels of that racism that I still see, whether she opens her mouth or not, you know,
yeah.
that she's victim to. Not saying that I would date that, but like, I still have sympathy for that. You know what I'm saying?
Ignorance is so bliss, Brian.
Her struggle is completely different. And
what struggle?
Her struggle of not knowing who she, like,
I'm not culture. Saying, and I'm not that's saying that
if she doesn't, it's not a struggle if she doesn't even know what's going on. It's not a struggle.
That's
at
what
all.
I'm saying.
It's
like,
complete happiness.
No, it's not happiness.
What do you mean? If you don't know that something's wrong, how are you not happy?
Because at some point in her life, she will experience it.
Yeah, and it's going to come. Like, she doesn't know better, right? Like, the levels of how they've built this system is deep, right? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, you identify with those people. You've grown up. You've built relationships. I'm not hating on that at all, you know? Right. But she still going to be a black woman in this world, and she's going to be treated differently, no matter how well, whatever, you know?
See, I'm a supreme optimist and just hope that she won't. You know what
I mean?
Hope
she won't what?
Be treated differently. I hope that her ignorance to what's going on out in the streets allows her to transcend things that allows her to, like, move on without having to be concerned the way we're concerned every day.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'd rather not know to a certain extent.
And I guess, like, for me, I just have the belief that, like, nobody has that safety, you know? Like, in this day and age where people are being divided, you got our president who's over here standing up with bikers and, you know, all this other stuff. Like, I don't take that for granted, you know?
Yeah.
Yo, you all right over there?
I'm good.
But, like, I don't take that for granted. So, like, I don't take those chances. Right. You know what I'm saying? For me, like, on site, you know, they could, for example, you know, you're talking about school shootings, you're talking about people who are targeting, right? Like, she could be walking down the street and because of the skin, you know, her skin color, like somebody could target her without ever saying anything, you know what I'm saying? Just based off of that hate. And I still, like, have that sympathy for somebody.
But she doesn't have to live with that baggage that we live with every day.
No. Nah.
And I'm happy for her. Sally, shout out to you.
Yeah, she doesn't. And, like, I'm glad she's happy, you know, but, like.
Did you date her, though?
No, nah, I wouldn't.
That's the answer I'm looking for.
I wouldn't.
I don't like your answer.
I mean, you don't have to. I wouldn't.
You should be open, man.
I could never,
like,
date her either.
But
why? Because why should I be open?
I could never date that woman. Because she's going to be looking at me like, yo, why are you so frustrated? Because shit's crazy out here. I couldn't get a cab.
Yeah, but a connection is a connection.
Shout out to Uber.
You know there is a connection, right? And nobody's perfect. Like,
even if you date someone that you feel like shares a
okay, I'll take this back. Look, I don't know who this person is, and if I'd be open to listening to having a conversation. Let's just put it that way.
I want you to date a white girl.
You're crazy. Get the fuck out of here. Like, what are you talking about?
No, not even just a white girl. I want you to date someone from another race. I don't care.
Can we stop this? What are you talking about?
Yeah, let's just cut this shit, man.
Why not?
Because, like, you said it yourself. Love is love. Connection is a connection. Exactly. Like, why are you singling out a race?
No,
like,
because all you've dated is one race. How do you know?
How do you know?
How do you experience anything
else?
Have
you dated outside of race before?
What is that?
No. Yo,
I've dated Hispanics, yeah.
Get out of here.
Nah. Well, I'm not interested. Right. Blank face. Like.
No, honestly.
Did you enjoy it?
No.
A little dose of Chad. You get it right back.
Right. Nah.
Caucasian women have never been interested in me. So that's just what it is.
You ain't been around them.
What do you mean? I went to high school with them. Yeah, whatever.
Anyways. Oh, you talking. I'm not. All right, never mind. You're talking years ago? Okay.
Nah, but just it was never a thing.
And why do you want this from me? Let me hear this.
I don't want to hear this shit because it's going to be stupid. I don't want anybody else to know you're dumb.
No.
I don't want to know. Listeners, I don't want you to know that Chad is dumb.
He doesn't really believe this.
No, I just think you should explore. That's it.
Why, like, can't I explore within my?
It's just like saying, "Yo, all I'm gonna do is eat pizza," instead of saying, "Yo, why
so
not
you
try
would rather
some,
me? You
why
would
not
rather
try
me,
some sushi and then say, okay, I like it or I don't like it?"
But you'd be like, "I eat your sausage if you suck my sausage."
You would rather me date? No, whatever. Anyway, no.
I'm not saying, like, yo, I want this to be, like, the end-all, be-all, but I am saying explore. You know what I'm saying? Like, the same way we explore going to different cities and countries.
I think there's enough variety in our own race that you can explore right there. There's several different types.
All right.
No one's the same. Like, it's.
I'm just saying, like, let's not.
Yo, you went to an HBCU. You know there's nerds.
It's a plethora.
There's hood chicks. There's, you know, the cool chicks. There's. So why would you even ask that I have to go explore that side, knowing that I have this mecca of diversity within?
Yeah, there's so many more to explore.
Chill, fam. Chill.
It's a lot of learning.
I just want them to explore.
I'm going to explore within my universe.
You know, and I appreciate you for caring that much about Brian's inspiration.
Yeah.
Don't Christian. All right, all right. Nigga,
so hold on. Let's go to the future real quick. 20 years, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're living in this affluent neighborhood. I know y'all will be. I'm not even hoping. I know.
Let's talk about it. Talk about a king.
You're living in this affluent neighborhood. Okay. It's extremely diverse.
Yo, you already said, I know y'all will be. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo.
As if, like.
That's like the dap up. Yo, I'm trying to be like you, player. Yeah, like, what's up?
Yo, so Yeah, 20 years. Your child is going to an extremely diverse school.
Yeah.
Your child comes home and says, "Dad, son or daughter, meet this person and they're of a different race." How do you respond?
You want to go first, B? I got a real easy answer.
That's cool. I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad you like that person. As long as you're happy. Period. Do what you got to do.
Thomas,
pass her a comb.
What?
I give her a comb.
What does that mean?
If you don't know, then you don't need to know. You never got that speech at home?
No.
If you can't use the comb, don't bring it home.
I did. I did get that speech.
Just give her the Diane.
It was in my Black Card Revoke game that I played yesterday.
That's the first time you're hearing this?
Yeah,
so maybe that's why you're so open for Brian to step outside of his race. But nah, that was a conversation. My mother told me straight up, if she can't use the comb, don't bring her home.
That could hit, baby.
But I've seen other races use combs.
We're talking about nappy hair, black hair. We're talking about that hair. The pick with the fist.
Paper bag tests, all that shit. Like,
see, I have a little bit of a problem with that. I do.
I do too. I was really joking, but I don't have a full problem with it. Like, to Brian's point, nah. Let me build up this community. Like,
your child comes home with someone from a different race. You're no longer building this community.
She is. She needs to make a political stance at some point.
You're fucking Eurostepping the answer.
The
question.
Well, pass me to Allie, because it happened to me, right? Like, I had a girlfriend who was white in high school.
Oh, nigga, you was exploring.
Right.
Using the safari. Using the swirl?
I was exploring, right? I didn't know better. Like, it is what it is, right? But, like, just like my parents didn't say anything, didn't hate, you know, it was just like they knew what they felt was right for me and what, you know, like they believed in, but they didn't say anything. They didn't wild on it, you know, like they just let me explore and figure it out for myself because they knew the truth, right? They knew what eventually would be.
They knew you was gonna come home.
I mean, they probably didn't, but like, man, it doesn't matter. Like, for me, like, as long as my child was happy, like, that also gave me the confidence to just know that, like, all right, I'm gonna figure this out for myself. Like, go through and understand what's right for you.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom was like, when I told her I liked the Dilma in like third grade, my mother was like, nah, this shit
ain't real. Yeah, so for me, like, I don't know, there was something about, it could have been other family members, it might not have been my, you know, immediate family, but like, I knew deep down inside, like, it wasn't all the way right, you know?
Yeah.
I knew, you know what I'm
saying?
That's
interesting, because honestly, it's something I, personally, I slightly regret.
But like, here's the thing, like, it's about the circumstance, right? You have to understand that, like, you're 13, you're 14, you're 15, like, and you're a product of your environment, right? Like, you're, just like you say, you want your kid to go to, you know, any type of school out there, the best school. Mm-hmm. Like, what happens if, you know, your daughter goes to college and discovers, you know, who she is as a person and comes home with, you know, a boyfriend of another race, right?
Mickey.
Like, what do you say then? Because if she's in the best school and that's all she's around, you want her to know what love is. You want her to know what, you know,
that's real.
That stuff is. Like, so why wouldn't you let your kid explore that, you know? Yeah.
The fuck is this? What are you doing, Chad?
We're just gonna play this this fraudulent. Yo, this is crazy. You're wild.
Nah, let me be serious though. Like, if my child did that, you know, did that, like I said, like, it's a bad thing. But if my child brought home someone of another race, I'd have to support it. We'd have to have a conversation about, you know, just understanding where you are, making, you know, just to sum total all the thoughts. But
yeah, like, what does that mean for you, shut it down, for your life? Like,
we're here now.
I think there's different things that come along with it. Love is love, right? But you have to be ready to live a certain type of life, you know? And, like, that's...
I'm not listening to y'all.
Why not? So what would you do?
The thing is, you never listen to us. That's your fucking problem.
No, that's not... That's actually the solution.
What would you do?
If Chelsea came home with someone of another race?
Yeah.
I'm cool with it. I'm all the way cool with it. I don't have any issues with it.
Okay.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but it depends on the type.
You're saying when I was going crazy over Killer Mike and all of his thought process that he had on his Netflix episode, It's completely anti what you just said.
No,
so,
it's not.
So here's the thing. No, it's not. You're telling me, you're giving me an issue of saying, like, why aren't you open? I told you I'm not open because that's not for me, you know? Like, I never said that I'm against it all the way around.
Going back to the food analogy, you're saying it's not for me, but you haven't tried it and you can't.
I have.
You haven't tasted it.
Yo.
I have.
Yeah, but high school doesn't count, man. Like, it does not. You are a fucking grown ass man.
I don't want to. End of discussion. Like, I don't. I don't.
Why not? All right. Okay.
I don't. I would.
Yo, I love the black family. Straight up. Like,
no, I do too. I do too. I have, like, I do love it. But my point is, before you are completely closing off to anything, why not try it?
Because when you have a paradigm and you want to get, you know, what you want out of that paradigm, you'd go get it. You don't go outside of it. You don't taste. If you say, hey, I would love a steak dinner, you don't go buy sushi.
All right.
You want what you want.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not. Yeah. Like, I want what I want. And I'm okay with other people doing that. But for me personally, I'm not with it. Like,
yeah, all right. So, how about this, right? What if she was up and she can guarantee that she's going to get your kid into college? What if she was like, yo, I don't give a fuck. If little Pookie's in the streets like that, we're going to get him in Harvard.
Nope.
You don't care about that kind of privilege?
Nope, because there's another woman out there who's struggling, who's having the same issue, that I could probably help get her to another level, that I would rather do that for than me taking, you know, a handout or whatever it is from Aunt Becky. Like, nah.
Don't call her Becky. That's so disrespectful.
Yeah, it is.
Shout out to March, yo.
Yeah, but sorry.
The question really is, Brian, like, I'm really kind of diverting from the conversation of, I almost called her Becky again, Rebecca. I'm really talking about the whole thing about the universities and all of this money that
I mean,
all that privilege that we, you know.
Yeah, like, I feel like
my son's a crackhead, but guess what? He's in Harvard.
Yeah, you know? I would rather help my people. I understand that, like, there's privilege and, you know, seeing that people can do certain things, which is very frustrating, you know, with money in terms of buying education or, you know, paying for SAT scores or whatever it is. Like,
how do you feel when somebody tells you money isn't everything? I've always wanted to ask you that question, because I'm a money person, like, to a certain extent.
I mean, I think the people who say that,
yeah, I think money's important, like, very important, but, like, people don't give it as much weight as I probably do.
Yeah, I think because we're caught up in this bubble of being in, you know, America. I think the people who say that are the opposite ends of the spectrum. Either, you know, they're so poor that money, you know, to have happiness without, you know,
right,
money, or they have enough money to where it's like, you know, money isn't everything. Like, I have all the money in the world, but I'm still unhappy. Like, I feel like it's those two ends, but everyone in the middle, like, there's this, you're trying to shoot.
For me, it's definitely an aspirational piece.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also like, the saying is, the more you talk about something, the person that talks about something a lot is probably the person that's very self-conscious about that.
Yeah.
So I wonder, like, which one I am. I think I'm aspirational, but I wonder if I'm just self-conscious about it. Like, it's a little bit of, like, real shit.
I think, yeah, we're all aspirational. I mean,
there could be, like, self-conscious at the same time.
I still think money can buy happiness. Like,
you think money can buy happiness?
To a certain extent, a certain level of happiness.
Nah. I disagree with that 1,000%.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Let's fucking talk about it.
Like, yo,
I'm not saying this is. And let me understand, like, where we're lying. It can. Okay, so you were looking at New Balances on the gram, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got $10 in your bank account, but.
Yo, get out my Chase account.
I'm just saying. But let's add 50 to that Chase account, right? Wouldn't you not be happy that you can buy those New Balances?
Wouldn't you be happy that your daughter could fail out of high school and still go to Harvard? That's happiness.
That is happiness. And that's what I'm saying, like, at the opposite ends of the spectrum. For the people in the middle.
For who? Because I know situations where the parents have been able to afford something, but the kid completely did not want no parts of it, and they were unhappy. So, as a parent,
that wasn't money making sadness. That was, like, a stupid decision.
But as a parent, you want your children to be happy. So, was the conversation had, like, "Hey, do you want to go to Harvard?" And if the answer was no, and I knew I went to Harvard, I'd be like, oh, well, you're going anyway.
I mean, well, hold on. Let's talk about this conversation, though. Like, do you want to go to Harvard? No, I want to be a YouTuber. Like, that's a different conversation.
That's happiness, actually. That's my idea of happiness. My idea of happiness is, I always tell my wife that, like, if my son, daughter, wants to be a rapper, we didn't do our part if he can't still try to be a rapper at 40. Mm.
F40.
It sounds crazy, but he should have that freedom.
Yeah.
He should.
That's happiness. And it's money.
All right. So, question for y'all.
Who else is the question going to be for?
Question for y'all and the listeners. Asshole. Is this whole college thing that we've been seeing in the news really a scam? If this is what you've sort of seen in like other forums?
That's a great question. Go ahead, B. I'll go after you because
before you answer that question, right? Like, what is the difference between Will Smith, Jaden Smith,
Malia,
right? Like all of these celebrities that have come through and like their parents, like there's like lineage in actors and musicians. Like, what is the difference if they've been giving this platform because of their parents?
The difference is that the people who are paying, right, obviously don't have that privilege that the Obamas and the other people who have been obviously granted whatever they have been granted, you know, without having to worry. Obviously, these people are paying for a reason because they're not in that circle. They don't have or have that level of access. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, like, that's an issue. But the people who obviously have gotten to those places for whatever reason it is, whether you know a member on the board of trustees or, you know, that's somebody on your golf circuit, you know, like, that's the way the world works. Like, it's been happening. Yeah, like, it's been happening.
So is this like, I don't know. I guess I'm trying to understand like what the difference between a scandal and what's not a scandal.
So this is my question. It'll answer that question for you. Are nepotism and corruption synonymous?
I mean,
that's a good question.
It answers your question.
For me, I think there's the corruption. I can't. That's a hard super question to answer. Question. That's a very hard. I can't answer that right now.
Chad, can you?
I don't think they are.
And you're coming from a place of privilege. You're coming from a place where you will be able to practice nepotism.
I would hope to.
No, not hope. Like you've already laid the groundwork to do so. So your response is like, you know what? I'm going to do everything I can do to make sure my daughter's straight.
It depends on, you're right.
Now, if he's fucked up, you'd be like, nah, it's corrupt.
It depends on who's looking at it, right? Like someone who obviously doesn't have that opportunity. Yeah, they're the same thing.
But I think I'm saying that because of sort of like I've seen nepotism work. You know, like I've seen it.
Jussie.
Huh?
Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
I just aside because I just remembered all of the shit that just went down in the past, like the nasty, you know, like
nepotism.
Yeah. You know, like.
But that yeah.
I don't think this. I think that nepotism is a privilege, and people that are not privileged enough to practice nepotism look at it as if it's a bad thing.
Blue Ivy already has a record deal. We don't even know if she can rap or sing.
She's rich.
It doesn't matter. She comes from music royalty.
No, she already has publishing checks.
Yeah.
I know her bars. Ain't no ceiling. That's her shit, right?
But, you know, like, even like taking one step back, like, do you think that Solange would have been given this platform if it wasn't for her sister? Like, it doesn't have to be like a parent or child scenario.
I will argue that given the platform, actually, yeah, fuck it. Like, she's been.
That's the part that's unfair, given the platform.
Yeah, that's the part, like, right there, right? Because there's no knock. Solange is an amazing artist and been that shit from the beginning. Motherfuckers wasn't just listening because it was Destiny's Child first. It was Beyonce. Solange had that shit way back in the day.
Damn, that first song was not that shit.
Nah, she had something. I promise you that.
It might not have been the song she came out with.
It might not have been The Voice.
Shout out to March.
Right. It might not have been the voice, but once Solange was able to articulate her view and her vision, what?
Yeah, knocked it out of the park. She was only able to do that because she was afforded the platform to do so.
Nah, everybody has a platform. Nah, fine. The exposure is different.
As a matter of fact, you're very unlikely to have a platform.
Yeah.
So, hold on. Let me set the tone. What is a platform for me? The platform is the internet. The platform is SoundCloud. Like, everybody has that opportunity.
SoundCloud is not the platform.
Whatever you call it, right? Whatever these avenues are, like, the awareness, yeah, that's different. You know what I'm saying? The exposure, that's completely different. But she still has the platform. She might not have been heard, obviously, you know?
Right. She could fall on completely.
But everybody has that platform. It's the exposure and the... I'm just getting granular, but, like...
B, I got to disagree with you completely on that. So you do have the platform by definition. I get what you're saying.
I'm being technical, yeah.
Right. However, there are vehicles that allow for you to excel on the platform that she wouldn't have exposure to.
Agreed. You know? Yeah, definitely agreed on
that. All right, like, do you think that LeBron or Dwayne Wade's sons would have the same, like, setup?
I'll give it to you real. My friends that are on the New York basketball circuit, like AAU, say that Carmelo's son is trash.
Exactly.
For real.
But he's at a platform. And he's got a platform.
He's probably going to excel.
Yeah.
And the platform, is the platform the best training?
Carmelo against that.
Nah.
Is it? Hold on. Let me listen though. Look, there's raw talent, and then there's fundamentals, right? And there's the best coaching, and there's the best kind of network of teaching a kid what fundamentals of basketball is, right? Is that part of the platform?
It is. I think I told you this offline before. That little kid practices at CC Sabathia's house.
That's why.
The whole team goes to the crib. Like, it's a platform. Like, it's a different level of access that they have. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nah, not at all.
That's all we're working for. We're working for access. Mm. Now, when it comes to these universities and paying these millions of dollars to get in there, we're not there yet. We got to get there.
Different.
So I'm not going to hate on them. Unfortunately, I think it's like, and I know I'm on the opposite side of most black people in this shit, but like, we're just not there yet. When we could do that, we'd be doing the exact same thing. If I could get my son, daughter into college by shoving $2 million, a little short change, $2 million over there, I would do it. And so would you.
Let me ask you this question. You are a millionaire.
Yeah.
Are you sending your son to Clark Atlanta University?
Cool.
Why? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Because
you know what's funny about that though?
Because you gotta think about it. Like
I did want to think about that for a second. My answer is definitely yes. Like, if I wasn't like a rich person, I'd probably think about it more. But like, as a wealthy, whatever it is, I'm sending my kid where I think they're gonna get the best experience, not necessarily like the good ass job.
Talk about it.
I was going to say yes,
because here's why. Like, you've already got a level of access, right? If you are a millionaire, right, there's already things that you can do for that person later on in life, right?
Voice.
Exactly, right? So why don't you send that person to understand what their culture is? Right. Like, I was going to agree with you on that one.
Brian, you went to Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
You're now a millionaire.
I'm now a millionaire.
You're on the board of trustees for Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Is your child going to Georgia Tech?
If they want to. If they want
to. That's the key. If whatever they
want to
do.
If they want to, fam. Like, I would never force that child to go down the path.
That's what we work for. We work for the ability to say, do what you want.
And I would be I'd be happy that person said, okay, well, you know what? I want to go to Howard. I want to go to the Mecca. You know what I'm saying? Because my friends are going there and I'm going to have the best experience. Even if I know clearly that, you know, there might be differences in where they come out getting shut, you know, shoot
better through. Maybe they want to go to Howard because their dad has like talked about the black experience so much that they embrace it and they don't want to go anywhere else.
Or maybe her dad is a cornball. Maybe I'm a fucking cornball. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they don't like the way I operate. You know, maybe they have teen angst and they're like, you know what? Fuck Georgia Tech. I'm going to Howard with my people or whatever. Or, you know? Like, I'm never going to stop them from doing that. Nah, go ahead.
Yeah. So money, the thing is, when you are poor, you think about those things and you're worried about like the level up so much that the quality is a little bit more. I don't even want to call it quality, but nah. If I'm up, my family's up, do what you want, do what you like, enjoy. I would love for you to have this experience because I had it, and that, it is what it is.
You know what I really hope? I really hope that this whatever new scandal, you know, paying people to get in, kind of reveals the underbelly of like what's really going on in this world as far as education, and highlight like what it is to be at a HBCU, you know what I'm saying? And what it is to kind of like grow our own ecosystem of, you know, educators and students and get to that place, because it might not be there yet, but like, I feel like it needs to, you know,
we're getting there, man.
We're getting there.
We're definitely getting there.
And I'll say this, like for me, like, yeah, I was afforded the privilege of getting, you know, to Georgia Tech, but like, don't ever get it twisted. Like, I wanted to be where y'all was at. You know what I'm saying? That's because crazy. That was the culture. Like, for me, like, I felt at home. There was a deeper meaning to being, you know,
low-key to around be, there. While we're on campus, we wanted to be where you were.
And
that's, you know, that's the real. No one will tell you that. Yeah. But that's honest.
Speak for yourself. I didn't want to go to Georgia Tech.
Yo, people would dump on Clark Atlanta.
No diss to Georgia Tech.
Oh, no, not at all.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, but you loved the experience there. I had fun. I loved the experience as well. But when it came to, like, people being people saying, yo, this is whack, the financial aid line's too long, the food is trash, I don't like the fact that I got to have burgers every day.
I mean, you
got
to think about, I had the opportunity to pick a college. Like, again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Again. Yeah. Like, being in the experience. Like, when I first went to Morris Brown my freshman year, and I made the decision, like, yo, shout out to my Wolverines.
Is that what they were called?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware. I just don't know.
Yeah, clearly. But when I was like, all right, I'm getting the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, where do I want to go? And it was, I knew I wanted to stay in Atlanta because I had formed all these relationships. So it was between Morehouse and Clark. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a Morehouse, Clark, or Georgia Tech, or Emory, or Oglethorpe. It was Morehouse to Clark. Those are the two options.
Yeah, but you had that experience, and you could fall in love with the experience. I'm talking about someone that's like, just got there, and like, I don't want to be here anymore. This is weird. How about this? I'm fucked up, and I think the best opportunity for my family is for me to get out of this situation and go to this place where it's a lot more respected once I graduate. Mm-hmm. It's the same idea of that millionaire family that's like, will you let your kid go to Clark if they rich or whatever?
Yeah,
it's the same thought process.
And like, don't get me wrong, like, super privileged to have the, you know, ability to do both, right?
I just find it interesting that this scandal's coming out now. This should been happening for like
no
decades.
But it's common knowledge. There's TV shows, there's all types of media that talks about this kind of privilege. We know this. We've been knowing this as fiction for how long, but it has to come from somewhere.
I think it's because we are in the age of the celebrity, and, you know, Lori, or whatever her name is, got caught up, and it was somebody sold the story. Somebody got some money off of it. And like, for me, like, that's really what it is about. Like, it was a piece. It was a distraction, another distraction. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I also don't want to make this shit racial, because I'm sure, like, Black people that are up are doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
I'm sure Magic Johnson might have made that call for his son to get into NYU. Like,
easy.
Yo, it's not a race thing at all. And I don't want people to think.
No.
It is a 100% privilege thing that's happening. Like, and it's not even happening at the collegiate level. This shit is happening at like elementary school.
It's a fact.
Like, I'm not even, this is real shit.
Through life, fam. You talk about jobs, you talking about,
yo, I'm talking about, like, I think about, so there's a private school out here in Jersey. I'm not gonna actually say their name, but they're amongst the wealthy. And so I'm at a drive dropping off clothes, and this guy comes up to me. He goes, so where's your daughter going to school? We had just moved out here. I'm like, oh, we're still trying to figure it out. But right now we got her in this daycare from our old neighborhood because, you know, we're still trying to look at the schools. He goes, you should try this school out. And then he goes, don't be afraid of how much it costs annually. They'll work it out.
What you mean they'll work it out?
That's so true. They'll work it out.
They'll work it out.
They will work it out.
They'll work it out. And I said, what do you mean? He was like, just call this number, tell them I referred you, and go visit the school, go on the tour, and don't worry about the numbers. And I said,
give me chills right quick. Like,
chill life though.
And really I said, okay. I went through the tour. I spoke to the at this private school, they don't have principals. I forgot what it was. A dean. It was like a dean. It was a different name.
It's like college. Okay.
Yeah. Mind you, elementary. And, you know, it's just wild, right?
This shit is so deep.
Yo, when you walk into this joint, it's like a fucking campus for little kids. Yo, the music classroom opens up into the woods. And the teacher goes, yeah, we open the door so they get a different sound. And they get inspiration from hearing the instruments bounce off the trees. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah, I want my daughter to go here.
Lit.
Yo, but
I want to do that every day. What you mean?
Yo, but I go and talk to the dean, and I'm like, hey, I really like this school. You know, one thing I am curious about is the tuition. And she goes, oh, fill out the loan application.
What?
And don't worry about the rest. I said, okay. And then I started to talk to another parent. They're like, yeah, you know, because this is essentially an elitist school, there's not enough black kids here.
Right.
So they bend the rules.
They'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
Shout out to my cousins.
Yo, and I bring all that out to, to make a long story long, you know, like there is a group of people within this class that can afford to put their child into this school. Now, just imagine if there was no room for my daughter to go to this school. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's because all these parents have paid. They went to this school. Like, this is like a 40-year-old school. They went to this school. Their parents went to this school, and now they're having kids.
And I mean, shout out to the integrity of trying to, you know, keep that whatever number.
You call that integrity?
Yeah.
I'm being very sarcastic. I'm being very sarcastic. Shit. To keep that number up, because I see that there's no difference between what you call Facebook putting out numbers, you know, on diversity or whatever it is, and it's not hating that, you know, they're allowing a young child of color to get that education, but
if they weren't allowing us to get that education, there would be some parent paying above the annual tuition to
get them in there,
to get their child in there because they went to that school.
It's crazy.
And that is what's happening across the country. This is the whole scandal here, is that we are not afforded.
Are we going to call it a scandal though?
Well, according to the news, it is called a scandal because there was payments and there was fraudulent activity.
Think that's media. I mean, I get it.
Nah, the scandal is, oh, we have one less athletic scholarship. That is a scandal.
Yeah.
Like, that is a scandal. That's like, oh, $300,000 is missing.
Yeah, that is miscalculated. Yeah,
this is the reason why there's no Morris Brown today. A scandal. You know, and so, like, I don't know, man. Like,
which side are you on, man? Because this is like when you really embrace your privilege. And
yeah, like that's what I was getting to. Is like, what side am I on right now? Because given the opportunity to, give my daughter all the things that she wants, and if there's a hurdle that's in the way, like, what am I willing to do to give her that?
You're willing to open up that checkbook,
mm-hmm.
And it's a fact. Until it's your last, and our parents did it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
There's just more integrity behind it. You know, like, possibly
to our detriment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the part, like, yeah. I mean, I think the issue with this scandal was that, you know, these are like issues paralleled with immigration, right? You're paying someone to falsify documents, you know what I'm saying? To alter things to look, you know, to make your son or daughter look better, you know? When other people are getting charged up, you know,
yeah,
for the same thing.
My question to everybody is, what the fuck are you willing to do for your child? At the end of the day.
Catch a body.
But dead ass, though.
But like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
At the end of the day, what are you willing to do for your child? Are you willing to go to the lengths that we're seeing in the news with this scandal?
Like, absolutely.
And not that you're justifying it, right?
But, I'm not justifying it. It's a
what
real,
do you mean? I'm justifying it.
It's a real question. You know, like, what are you willing to do for your child?
I think I said this on the podcast before, and it's a little left, but, like, people spend money on junior high school and high school so that college is cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, this is a game that everyone's playing. If you don't know that the game is being played, you're just not privy to the information. Like,
I mean, but when is college not going to be the standard of whatever, you know, success or, you know?
It depends on the profession. Because slowly but surely in our world, college is starting to matter less and less.
And I think this scandal contributes to that, right? Like, it...
I think technology.
I think college matters less and less when you're in startup world, but in
consulting world matters everything. It's
top five dead or alive.
Yeah,
if you don't come from Bain, McKinsey.
I forgot you're in consulting now. My bad. I'm thinking media.
Like,
my bad.
You know, Boston Consulting Group. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. If you shout out to BCG.
PwC. If you don't come from that world, it's quiet for you.
Super quiet. But you know what? That's complete privilege, though.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with like talent, like right. whatsoever. It's really. It's nepotism, low key.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you see the shift coming? Like, where nepotism in specific industries, you know, just don't matter anymore.
Except consulting, banking, like those real, like, high net worth kind of places. Like,
the parts that run this world.
The nepotism. Yeah. I mean, and the nepotism starts very early on.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to like other industries like music and sports, it's very early on. Like, you are, like, birthed into that world. Like, almost, it happens in...
I was going to say in entertainment,
it happens just as well. You know, like, you look at Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm. Steph Curry should never have gotten to the NBA. Think about that. He's undersized. He went to a low Division I. He's not very athletic, but he got a shot, and he was talented, so it allowed him to get there. If anyone else looks like him in the world, it's quiet.
Yeah.
Where my nigga Hot Sauce at?
Shout out to Atlanta.
Shout out to my man Phil.
Shout out to Run and Shoot. Shout out to Run and Shoot out there.
Yo, Ja, we still calling him Phil.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, yo, I was with my homeboy the other day. He said New York City's the only place where you're disrespectful if you call somebody by their real name. Like, it's mad foul. I call something Phil.
It's very true.
Only in New York you foul if you be like, hey, yo, that's Brian. Son.
Yo,
that
you don't really you don't really respect him.
Yeah, that ain't me. That's Brian, fam.
Nasty.
Yo, that's mad disrespectful.
But yeah, I mean, I think
shout out to you, H.
See,
but I mean, you named Phil or Hot Sauce or whoever, right?
See, that's violating. Like,
it's violating. It really is. But you named him. But is he still not, you know, a legend? Right? Like, is he still not a legend in streetball? Like, I'm getting to a place where you have these branches of like N1 and other things. You know what I'm saying? That that were a part of our culture.
He's establishing his own nepotism because his son is nasty. Mm. Like, his son can really ball. And his son is now coming up in the ranks.
I don't want to get too much into sports, but that shit is bullshit. If I had YouTube, Instagram when back in my day, I would look like the man too.
Little
like,
Final Cut Pro.
Yeah, this shit, like, come on.
I mean, you look at every shot. Yeah, I mean,
look at all the Jelly Fam kids. Where they at?
You think? You think there would be a Miley Cyrus if it wasn't for Billy Ray?
There's no way of knowing that. There's no way of knowing that.
Yes, there is. There's mad people out here who can sing.
That's why there's no way of knowing that.
Yeah.
The talent pool is so broad, like, you really don't know. Like, it's just opportunity meeting, like, preparation. It's too hard to tell if someone's going to be, like...
Yeah, because, I mean, there's talent and then there's industry know-how and knowledge, right? Like, I agree with you. There might not have been a Miley Cyrus... But, like, she could have witnessed things. She just could have been absorbing things and learned on her own, you know, how to move in these streets.
I mean, she got a meeting. How many people you know right now that are on SoundCloud that can't get a meeting?
I mean, I don't know anybody on SoundCloud, but I'm sure there's a lot.
No, you do know people on SoundCloud.
I do?
If you're really from Rochester, the way you say, all your friends are there right now.
And no disrespect, Miley Cyrus is probably a great country artist. Like,
But she's not a country artist.
Now she is.
Yeah, now she is because she knows that's her lane. All
right.
But all that R&B.
I tell her, yo, I'm going to be hip hop for like 5 minutes. Then I realize, you know what? Let me go back to my roots and get this bag.
Migos got her the fuck out of here.
Migos.
Mama.
Hand him on Tinder.
Yeah, stop doing that, yo. Why? Don't ever do that again. Yo, why?
You know what? It's Women's History Month and you a bird. Yo.
Stop it.
Yeah, you know what it is? Like, you definitely practiced that like for a while before you started doing that.
Stop doing that.
Oh,
you was on the train just doing that to yourself. I think I'm going to start calling you a sucker for that, too.
Yo, shout out to Cardi B.
Yo, but seriously.
Shout out to March.
Thomas keeps shouting out March for, I don't know.
It's not no reason.
My favorite month of the year.
It's my favorite month.
Shout out to my feminist out here.
Bell Crooks.
Nah, but I don't know. When I think about this quote-unquote scandal, right, it's like I go beyond just
yo,
like.
This shit sounds like we got everything going on right for us, but we don't. But like.
Yo, I think about more than just like school. It happens like in the workplace too.
Yep.
You know, like executives are like, hey, my son, daughter just graduated. Can you, you know, like see if you can get him a job?
Or like, you know, my son, daughter just broke a nail. I need to go see him.
What you mean?
Like there's certain instances where nepotism plays a place in like what's important to staff and what's not important to staff.
Yep.
Like there's certain instances where let's say that Charles has an emergency at home, but he's not important enough to have an emergency.
Where whoever it is, we're not gonna name it, but you have the freedom and the privilege to do what you want to do when you want
to
do it.
To have a life.
To have that life, to have that freedom, to have
ups and downs.
It might not always land into paying somebody for a job or a title, but like you still have a bit of freedom to do what you want to do.
Yeah. My family was brought up in this industry, and I'm in this industry now. And if I want to make mistakes, can't fuck around with me because my dad owns Microsoft or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be. Yeah. Like, it definitely happens in corporate America also.
So how do you win? You know, like, how do you compete with someone that's like?
It's simple. It's just like athletics. There's a lot of times where someone's going to be stronger than you, faster than you, but they're not willing to work as hard as you.
All right, Coach T, let's go.
We are real shit. I'm here for a fight.
You got to. And that's always the thing. Like, fight. I think that, you know, I don't know, when you talk about us and our, you know, struggle, right? We've always been down.
Word.
Always been down. And we've been taught that, like, yes, that hard work and that adversity comes through because that nepotism, it's not going to last forever, fam. Like,
right.
The truth is always going to be revealed. Let your trash, my nigga. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know?
Unless we really, it had to be created at some point. Like, yes, we're behind. We understand that. But, like, just create and get there. It's not forever. We're just working to get there.
It's only a matter of time.
So, do we work hard or do we create our own nepotism within our community?
We Those do are both. One and the same. Yeah, we got to do both.
We do both.
Work hard.
Because we're never not going to be able to Form have that privilege, like that. Right? Like, to not work hard. Like, we know what's set up in this world. We call the United States of America. Like, we know there's different things going on for us.
Three amendments, my nigga. It's all good.
You know what I'm saying?
Divided States of America.
But, yeah, like, I don't think we can afford to just rely on nepotism alone. Period. Like, you act like
I don't know. I feel like we talk about it, but just in a different mind frame. You know, like we talk about building within a community. Like, if I can use an example, like we talk about Jews, right? Like how they have.
Well,
like,
I thought you were talking about Moissanites. That bitch is trash.
Like how the Jews, like they have this like sort of like legacy that they've built.
Yeah.
You know, like, and we should be on sort of like a same path. You know, is what they're doing nepotism, and should we be following the same course?
I wouldn't even call it nepotism because I feel like this is like a slight.
Like, what is the difference between nepotism and legacy? Like, in terms of like building, like,
fuck, that's a tough one.
I mean, but for me, like, legacy is something that we have like, obviously tried to.
How
build.
Do you build a legacy without nepotism?
The difference between nepotism and legacy is with. Legacy, you should with nepotism, you have to leverage your legacy. If you don't leverage your legacy, then it's not nepotism.
You're but just, how do you build a legacy without nepotism?
You work hard.
I disagree.
You could come up tomorrow, Chad. What are you talking about?
You're coming up now. Has nepotism been a part of your life?
No, but in order to keep that come up, coming up, I'm going to do the same thing for my daughter.
I'm going to say yes. You've been afforded a privilege. Like, I'm sorry, your parents were amazing. Your grandparents are probably amazing, right? And they got you to a place where you can live in the place that you live, right? Like, to somebody else, that is nepotism. You know?
So you ready for this? My dad worked for a Fortune 100 company in a factory, right? Let's just call it Kodak.
Where else?
Right. Shout out to The Rock.
Could have been IBM or Xerox.
Shout out to Eastman. Gotcha. Heard you.
You heard.
So when I went home for college, they had a program where if your parents worked for Kodak, you could go work during the summer. I didn't have to interview. I just went home and worked at Kodak for the summer. Is that not a form of nepotism?
By definition, it is.
Yeah.
But we're talking about something.
Nah, but that's it. No, yeah, but understand where I'm coming from.
I do.
Like, there's levels to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Are. Absolutely.
So that's my point.
Yeah.
Is
legacy
that
is.
Because my dad had that job, I didn't have to come home and fill out an application. I had to go take a drug test.
You know, and this is why it's important to not be a piece of shit. For real, for real. Like, this is why you have to bust ass. Because it's important, like you said, it's legacy.
Yeah.
Like your fucking decisions affect everyone. Yeah. People that you'll never even meet. For real, for real. Your dad's decisions have affected Chelsea.
100%.
Like, absolutely. And people, I feel like there's someone that's listening that needs that reminder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we think about that every day, in and out. All day, in and out, but like,
and we get selfish too, right? We start to think about ourselves and think about whatever the commute that's terrible, or you know, the person that wants you to go to happy hour, or you know, the person that comes up to your
all
desk.
These complaints.
Always, right? But like, at the end of the day,
it's
you're
all
right.
Fucking worth it.
Every move that you make and every sacrifice that you make matters, because that person who's watching or that person who directly benefits, you know,
or
is someone who's gonna win. You know?
That's why I take L's every day.
No, that's why we all take L's.
Yo, all day, every time, yo.
Yo, in and out the house. For real, for real. Don't fucking call for me, nigga. Yeah. Nah, shit is real.
Yeah, I can't remember what the quote was. Like, one of my boy, shout out to Ariel, dude that went to Morehouse. There was a quote, and I need to pull it up because I remember just being moved by it. He was just like, you know, growing up in this world, like, racism is something that you breathe, you know? Like, it's like breathing. It's not that we want to, but you're so accustomed to it, right? You talked about trauma and absorbing a lot of this stuff, but like, that work hard, that fight has always been in us because of that. Like, I don't think it's going away. I think that it's going to be there for a long, 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 long time. Like, that bust ass, that work hard.
Nah, he ain't talked to millennials like that. Like, the bottom half of that spectrum, they don't give a fuck.
You don't think so? No, you're right. They don't.
And I admire that. I admire that they don't have the extra weight on their backs that they have.
Yeah.
And that's why we were talking about dating like outside your race.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that woman that doesn't have any idea of what's going on. I admire that person.
I mean, good for them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and I know, and this is back to getting to it, like, I haven't had that freedom, you know what I'm saying? And I need someone that will bond with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and together, you know, with that person, like, you know, and not to say I'm open or not open to someone who's afforded that freedom. Maybe I can learn from that person, you know? Like, maybe it's something that I need, right? But for me, like, you talking about trial and error, like, I've gone down that road and that's not it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not it.
Well, I think we all would do some sort of nepotism for our children.
Everything.
That's what I'm hearing.
I don't have kids. I already have. Like, I'm focused in that way, and so is Brian.
That's why we're working.
To create that type of, like, privilege for our children. We all are.
Yeah. You know? I mean, at the end of the day, like, this scandal, do you care about it? Or are you like, I mean, I don't want to, like, incriminate no one in here, but, like, at the end of the day, are we paying for our children to get the best of the best?
You're not incriminating? Duh.
Yeah, I don't care. I really don't. Because it happened.
Like, so why is the fucking media making it such a big deal?
Because of scholarships. That's illegal. It's fucking foul.
Because we need something to talk about, fam. We need distractions. We need something to talk about.
But I really think that it is important to call out that you took food out of someone's mouth in order for your kid to eat. Agreed. I think that is scandalous.
Yeah.
That is wrong. That's why the media should be talking about it. They're right in that regard. No. But you asked if I care. I didn't even want to do this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, agree. Like, I don't really care because we know that... ain't got nothing to do with me. Like, yeah, it might affect my, you know, sometimes someone around me, whoever. But, like, I'm still going to bust ass. I'm still going to work hard to create my own version of whatever that nepotism is. Like, that's all we can do.
Facts. Rise to the occasion. Smack your hands in their face and keep getting going hard. Let's go.
Finish him.
Exactly. Yeah. Fatality, motherfucker.
Nah, but this is a good one, man. I'm curious, like, what the listeners, you know, are thinking about this. Like, are you feeling like, you know, like you will do whatever it takes?
Easy way to find out, chat.
How we do that, Thomas?
Join the Slack channel.
What's the Slack channel?
I don't know, but I'll drop it in the shit.
Check the links.
In the shit?
In the shit. Check the shit, y'all.
The shit? We're not going to say description?
Check the description. Check the link.
Check the description. Because I really want folks to join, we'll put it at the top of the description before the actual text of the description. Join the Slack channel. Let's continue to have these conversations. Let's help each other out. We're personally, as Abstract Square, going to help folks with their careers. Yep. We're going to post new career opportunities. We're going to all help each other. We're going to build that community that we always talk about we need to have via Slack. So
we could have our own nepotism within the Abstract Slack channel.
Abstract Slack.
Abstract Slack.
We in there.
Love it.
I like this idea.
Abstract Slack.
Yo, are we doing any sort of like...
It's not an idea. It's a thing.
It's a thing. We're doing live.
It's live.
Saeed's in it.
Oh, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out my guy. I took shots.
Finance. We got people that work in all worlds. Yeah. So like we have a lot.
Yeah, we should be able to, like...
All ages, you know what I'm saying?
We should be able to inspire each other.
You might get your own channel, though, if you're 21 to 28. You might get your own
channel. What?
Your own channel, though. Don't talk to me, because I'm, you know...
Yo, we got a Brian channel, too, where all the ladies...
No, we don't. Stay trying to do this.
Hey, yo, when you join the channel, just look for Brian After Dark.
Brian After Dark.
That's nasty. That is so nasty. Yo. But I'm still going to create the Slack channel, yo.
Be after dark.
Nah, yeah. I love it. Yeah, we're gonna put the Slack channel in the description. Love for y'all to join, so we can start to inspire and keep it within the community and
get this money. Stop trying to not be ghetto. We're gonna talk ghetto. Let's get this bread.
I don't like the word ghetto.
Whatever. Ghetto's a whatever. Yeah.
Nah, but yo. Great episode. Thank you, listeners. You can check us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. Thomas, what are the other ones?
Deezer.
Is there any other? Google Play.
Google Play, Pandora soon.
Pandora soon? Oh, Thomas, he's our tech guy. So, like, he figures out when we can go to other
platforms. I'm the tech guy.
We're all tech. What are you talking about?
Yo, Thomas figures out when we go to other platforms.
Oh, what's the other one I like now? The shit in China?
Yo,
Himalaya.
We out, man. We out.
Abstract Square. Thank you, y'all. Love y'all.
Holla.